Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I will be discussing a few things related to WrestleMania, such as Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman in a steel cage match. Shane said, I'll let you pick any stipulation. And although, you know, a lot of people are critiquing Shane for getting in the ring, I'll break it down for you right out the gate. I don't sugarcoat shit when it comes to my show, so I'm just going to say it. Shane McMahon wrestling, holy fuck, who did we run out of thing? I've run out of people to face Braun Strowman. I mean, honestly, the guy's a monster among men. And Shane is just, well, he's crazy as fuck. And we all know that the firestorm, the hailstorm that comes with Shane includes jumping off scaffoldings, elbow dropping Undertaker on top of a announce table that featured airbags at Mania 32. Let's see here. This guy is absolutely batshit bonkers crazy, and it's going to be interesting to see what the hell he's going to do even with a 20-foot steel cage. We all know that Shane won't play fair, duh. The other matches on the card, you know, for the Tag Team Championships, AJ Styles and Omos versus New Day, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston from the New Day. Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship. Bianca Belair won the 2021 Women's Royal Rumble and looks to carry that momentum further. And no, I'm not reading from a sheet of paper. I'm just improv. Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. Lashley's a champion, but he's about as interesting as a lump of coal. That's just, you know, from the perspective of that someone needs to switch that main event or make it a triple threat, or McIntyre's going to end up carrying the whole match, isn't he? That man has improved greatly since he's come back, you know, ever since he started from the ground up, worked in NXT, then worked his way back to main roster. It's like Drew McIntyre never left, except for he's changed a lot. He said, you know, I've grown up, I've matured, I, you know, surprised myself, he says. So that match, not really interested, to be honest with you. I wonder. NXT TakeOver, Stand and Deliver, a two-night event also in WWE, which, you know, that might be an issue. Oh, and a lot of people are saying and complaining about Peacock, folks, okay. They're working out the kinks. I'm sure they're getting a lot of complaints like, oh, we can't play it at any time or any point. It's not the network. I don't know if they're going to keep, you know, telling me this, but they're transferring over a lot of data, folks, and not making excuses for WWE Network as a whole, but now that they're on Peacock, it is cheaper. You know, cheap digs, good matches. I don't know if the only feature thing problem, though, is if people can't go because they work, then here's the thing. How in the hell are they going to catch up to Mania? I guess you have to watch it while you're at work. Because it is, you know, after Easter weekend is when WrestleMania is going to air two nights, live on the Peacock Network and live streaming the pre-show on NBC. It is going to be live from the home of the Super Bowl champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, I don't know why Granny's in such denial. You know, she does cheer. She does, you know, she converts every team that beats the Chiefs, she converts. Why, she even was a Raiders fan She's been a Raiders fan for a very long while. Don't let the ugly red and gold crap she wears on her body, you know, fool you. She says she's a Chiefs fan throughout all them memes, but let me tell you, Granny Hulkster is a diehard Raider fan. She's from the, you know, Arkansas Raider Nation chapter, even though she says, no, 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 fans. I am not, nor have I ever been. B-Train's just lying. He's a liar. Well, that's my worst impression of Granny, to say the least. But, Granny, we love you. We miss you. On Wrestle Radio Network, that is. You can stream from iTunes for free, folks. After the episode airs, it only takes 2 hours off of Blog Talk. You can stream, listen to the live stream on Twitter. Hell, dude, you can even catch the episode the next day. And by the way, a special shout-out goes out to Luke Cage for helping boost the numbers up to 7,000. For all you listeners listening around the world during these crazy times, I want to say thank you. So the rest of WrestleMania's card, night one, night two. I'm pretty sure Alexa Bliss, The Fiend, and Randy Orton are going to be involved at some point, right? I don't know what they're doing for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Oh, wait, I do know. I don't know what they're doing for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships because, honestly, folks, card subject to change. But I do know Roman Reigns, Edge, and Daniel Bryan. That ought to be a thing. Because those three men that I just listed off have gone through absolute hell. Roman Reigns with leukemia, Daniel Bryan with neck surgery, Adam, Edge with neck surgery as well. You know, he won the Men's Royal Rumble this year. He came close in 2020 also when a friend of mine attended in Houston. So I just got to point this out. WrestleMania this year compared to last year, The Undertaker is not there. So I don't know how this is going to work, but how in the hell did Kane get inducted into the Hall of Fame before Taker, or did I speak too soon? Because Rob Van Dam is a part of this class, Molly Holly, the former owner of WCW, Eric Bischoff, is a part of this class. Well, I mean, just a lot of big names. Okay, Great Khali, because he's the giant, dude. He's just huge. He's massive. He's bigger than Andre the Giant. And he, although some people call him the Great Clums Lee, he's a man did trip up, but, you know, who cares? He's in the Hall of Fame. So there's about five names in WWE's Hall of Fame class of 2021. Is there more to come? Sure. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can message me at wrestle_radio on the Instagram. I did finally change the logo, although it wouldn't let me fit all of it in on the icon for Blog Talk. Anyways, I digress. It's wrestle_radio @_BrianRails on Twitter. And for the good old-fashioned face of the book or book of the face, it's WrestleRadioNetwork.com/Facebook.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can also call into the show at 213-943-3422. It's toll-free. No quarters or collect calls. For those of you who are old enough to remember 1-800-CAL-ATT and Carrot Top being creepy, creepy, that's free. You can call toll-free whether you've been a guest on my show or whether you just want to call in and bullshit. So, WrestleMania. Is it going to be awesome? Is it going to be over the top? What is it? What is it going to be? I believe the match that's going to help things along, because now we've got a cage match, which I really don't think necessary with Shane. You know, he's a good dude, but at the same time, there's got to be someone else that could have filled that void. But there's no build, and there's literally no build between Shane and Strowman. Yeah, there's kind of a build, but it's not as extravagant as a Stone Cold Steve Austin Vince McMahon build or Kane versus Undertaker, the ever-so-famed classic of those two beating the crap out of each other. Or not one Mania, but maybe two, three, and you know what, who cares? It's going to feel weird without hearing that gong and having everyone just go absolutely insane when they hear The Undertaker's music. So not only that, folks, but you've got two match cards. And I'm not like I said, cards are subject to change, so I'm not reading off the entire card for Mania Night 1. But I do know that if, you know, AJ Styles almost ends up winning the tag titles, it'd be nice, but you really don't have anyone to carry those titles like Kofi and Xavier. So, oh, I almost forgot. Dang, I went to Kansas City, and I got Sting's autograph for those of you who want to ask about the picture. And he won, you know what, I think he was tired. But in my friend's picture, he's completely smiling. He's a nice dude. He took care of everyone, dude. And I thought, I told my friend, I kept saying, holy shit, we're not going to make it because one person decided to cut. The point is, we saw Sting, the icon, the legend, the man that doesn't look like he's aged at all. He still looks the fucking same. It's awesome. All right. I've done long sales pitches before, or actually rants, or my take on things, my humble opinion, if you will. Well, I guess I can commiserate, if you will, with not one, not two, but over probably, I don't know how many listens we have, but, you know, I got to give my take on Mania, and I've got 48 minutes to cram this shit in and think, you know, let that sink in for you. I've got 48 minutes to talk on live air about WrestleMania 37 and what could be an amazing event. Oh, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, the following content contains explicit language inappropriate for minors under the age of 18. If your child decides to repeat what the hell I just said from my show on live air, then guess what? I am not held responsible, nor am I liable for any verbal words they say to their principal at school or their loved ones, which will either shame them for cussing, or I can continue this long-winded speech and intro. Here we go. Off the Rails Uncensored is a trademark podcast. It was coined Off the Rails Uncensored on March 7, 2016. So this show is officially 5 years old, even though it's too late to celebrate. I gotta say this nicely. If you don't like what I say, I can't guarantee that you won't be offended, but you know, it is 2021, so, alright, you guys asked for it, and maybe the point is, monkeys in the truck. It's my music. Oh, yeah. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. I guess you can guess why I've centered the subject around Shane McMahon. Guy's a good businessman, decided to join the fray again at WrestleMania. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but Jesus Christ. Really, Braun Strowman versus Shane? Why is Shane working a match? That is my next question to WWE. Is, you know, did he volunteer to get involved? Hey, so-and-so has COVID or whatever the case may is, maybe he just wants to fucking wrestle. Where was Braun Strowman going to be? And, you know, I don't, ever since I've watched Shane work a match, it's not that it's completely terrible. But now, when you see him work a match, like, let's say, you know, the match with The Miz, and Maurice getting involved, and all this good jazz for WrestleMania 35. So, I guess what I'm going to tell you is, I'm not so sure it's a good idea for Shane to be working. even though he's shown, you know, working out MMA style, you know, sparring with other dudes and making sure that he's taking care of each wrestler. The match with The Miz at Mania 35, I mean, it didn't make sense for the fucking finish. So he rips his jersey off, he falls, and then Shane somehow comes up with a pinfall, 1, 2, 3, and the last man standing. They're like, well, not every match has to make sense. I understand that. What I'm basically trying to say in a long, fucking winded way is Shane should not work at all, period. Regardless of whether it's Braun Strowman, The Miz, Kabuki. Hell, it could be a pole, and I would tell Shane, do not work the pole. It will kick your ass. It's just very, it's not odd, it's just annoying to see him work a match against The Undertaker or anyone for that matter. They're like, well, you know, I'm pretty sure the guys don't mind Shane working in the ring with him. I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they don't mind being told, hey, you're wrestling the boss's son. He doesn't expect special treatment. So, in other words, beat his ass and have him beat you in some dirty way, shape, or fashion. That's the only way that I'm ever going to believe that Shane could beat somebody of Braun Strowman's caliber. There's got to be a plan, you know. They're going to work up this story angle with Shane and Braun and then go from there. As far as the other matches are concerned, I think the one that I'm going to pay attention to the most outside of maybe the other championship match featuring Edge, Roman Reigns, and I don't think it's been made official, but hell, a triple threat match for the Universal Championship. A lot of people are upset with Roman, and I get it, dude. I mean, I get it. It gave him a pass because he had leukemia. That's kind of a shitbag thing to say, don't you think? To answer Jamie's question, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Well, you asked, you know, why if he has leukemia, they're going to baby the fuck out of him. I'm like, no, dude, that's wrong. It's okay. No, I mean, if I was to decide to feature someone that hasn't worked in over 3 years, then the answer would be no, man. Because, look, Shane McMahon, despite him working matches, is my biggest concern because he never disappoints with the crazy shit that he does. So a lot of people is going to tune in regardless. But that's not the match that I would be focusing the feature match on. No. Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. There we go. That is a match that I can get behind because Bianca Belair, you know, the EST of NXT, now the EST of SmackDown Live, she was a good partner for Sasha. I mean, the pairing was right. The timing was right. But if I think on this, folks, I'm going to go with Bianca Belair. Simply put, you know, she's definitely coming for Sasha's title. She's not going to take her lightly. This girl uses her hair as a weapon, man. And not only that, the torture rack slam might come into play, but Sasha's always the one studying her opponents. She's got a good defense. She knows how to get inside people's heads. She's been doing it since NXT. And so that match I have to look forward to. It's not something that I'm going to say, well, you know, we got to give Sasha, you know, her props. She's probably going to wipe the floor with Bianca. I don't think so, because that match to me screams interesting. Just like I said, there's two matches so far. The tag team titles match, not so much. Because a lot of us feel that New Day is going to retain, and in front of 16,000 plus, you know, for, I don't know if some people can go the same night or actually, you know, have to get separate tickets, man, but I would visit Ticketmaster.com or without the fees, you would go to TickPick. I'm not sure if they've kept that promise because of what happened as far as COVID-19 goes. Anyways, WrestleMania 37, you know, I was supposed to go 36 with a buddy of mine, and we did not end up going. I think the WWE could have offered compensation for those who didn't, but they're like, where did you get the tickets from? I'd like to know why there wasn't, I mean, they specifically state, you know, these tickets are non-refundable, maybe. I don't know. They are refundable. Okay. Well, in that case, I'm kind of nervous about the McIntyre-Lashley match, because I said there are those that say Lashley and his match is going to be so boring and people may or may not pay attention to it all the way through. Wrestling's wrestling. I mean, the only match that ticks me off right now on the card is Shane versus Strowman. Why? Because, like I said, there's little to no build whatsoever, but now they've got kind of one going, and it was kind of hitched together by, I don't know who, the directing market or the produce, whatever, the producer. And some may say, this is why we tune into AEW. This had nothing to do with my show. You just wanted to get your 5 seconds of live air mention, right? I'm sure. I don't know. Now that I have only wasted 7 minutes of this time, I must tell you, like I said, I don't sugarcoat shit. So, in other words, if you don't want to watch WrestleMania, that's fine. I get it, dude. But what I'm about to tell you may or may not hinder your ability to. See, WrestleMania was a tradition of mine that I've been going since WrestleMania 29. And then the pandemic happened, and Mania 36 was a no-go. Originally, it was supposed to be at Raymond James the first time around. But because they didn't do it, and because it's close to home, because they don't want to risk somebody getting infected with COVID or worse, they not show up, and guess what happens? Then they're going to have to fill in a substitute for a match. Let's say Jackson Ryker and Elias in a triple threat tag match, and, well, either Elias or Jackson get sick, and who are you going to fill in the fucking card? That's why I love WrestleMania, because even though if it gets boring, you have the choice of either restarting. And again, I'm hoping they work out all the kinks, because, you know, a lot of people are saying that, aside from the Shane McMahon, man, I've got to flip back and forth. I know it makes me a flip-flopper, but here's the deal. I've sat for many years hoping, you know, that Mania won't be redundant. It won't be routine. And I've been to, let's see, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. That's where it stops. So I believe that, like I said, compensation should be given to those who were originally going to WrestleMania 36. And you just, you know, condense the ticket size just a little bit. Oh, and back to the whole Shane McMahon working thing. If he wants to obliterate his knee or pop a hip out of place, because working this match, man, the cage match with a monster among men, holy shit. But there's got to be somebody that's going to interfere in this match. You know there is. In my mind, I'm thinking, what's it going to take? What is it going to take for Shane McMahon to finally hang up the tennis shoes and the jersey and say, all right, enough is enough? When? The long dramatic pause. It sounds something like this. If you were to have your uncle who hurt his leg during war try to help you move something that was 200, 300 pounds and you knew he couldn't lift it, what would you do? I believe the answer to that question is going to sound something like this. we don't have any control over the booking and whatever the booking staff does. But, well, you know, when you ask for spaghetti sauce and you get no pasta, it's very disappointing. Anyways, I digress. Shane McMahon working the match. Yeah, I completely agree. And his name happens to be Shane. So when Shane McMahon first started working with boys, they obviously must respect him enough to know, okay, this guy really is not just talking fluff. Well, all I'm going to say is, you know, this is one of the shortest episodes. It's about to be one of the shortest episodes for me, at least. Don't put your faith in the Shane and Strowman match, because some may say, well, you never know, it might be a decent fucking match. The fuck it is. If I have to sit through another Shane McMahon match at Mania, then I'm just going to tell you this. I can easily just mute it and go out and eat and then come back and hope to God the match doesn't last a whole half hour or more. So, him jumping off shit and doing moves that look ungodly doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the fact that if, what, you know, what, this might be the final chapter. What if he dies? What if Shane passed out? And let's think the worst, okay? The dude risked his life to get in front of fans to do coast-to-coast, you know, pretty much every single match. So you know something dirty is going to happen to Braun Strowman. Not only is the dirty heel finish going to happen, but we as fans are going to be like, I hope Strowman beats the ever-living piss out of him. No, you hope he goes with you and hope he, well, gets what needs to be gotten. Okay. WrestleMania 37, folks, you can stream it live on Peacock. Yes, you're complaining. Yes, they are fixing the fucking problems, if you will. I wouldn't say technical difficulties because it does get annoying. Anyways, what I'm getting at is, let's say, you know, your granddad was wrestling. Would you really want your 89-year-old granddad to pick up wrestling gear and start working? No. Number one, that takes a lot of fucking training. And two, it's not that Shane's not trained. It's just, why is there a place for this on the card? Is it going to be a kickoff show? Interesting. Well, folks, I'm not going to cut this short, but I am going to tell you this. If indeed when Shane finally breaks the limb or becomes paralyzed because this man knows what he's doing in a safe kind of manner but tends to have fuck-ups every once in a great while. I mean, if I had a match, I wouldn't toy with it too much. I'm not saying Braun Strowman or Shane McMahon are bad gentlemen, but Jesus Christ. I started to wonder myself, the minute I turn on the TV, hopefully they cancel that match out. Nope. It went awry. And, what I gather, it's just a matter of time before one pile driver goes wrong or one move that they discussed in back to get out the fucking gorilla position and actually present to us turns into, well, shit, Shane broke his arm. Or shit, you can tell where he broke his arm. Or he broke his legs, both of them. This is a concern, dude, because, like I said, he's a good dude. But I want to point this out. He's a great dude. But if you're getting up there in age and you're working a guy the size of Braun Strowman, I don't know, Shane's a glutton for punishment. I mean, the man has wrestled Kurt Angle. He's wrestled alongside a lot of, well, no, Bad Bunny doesn't count. And that's another thing. And this is what I don't get. So Bad Bunny gets involved and gets away with some of the crap that's going on right now. And nobody holds him accountable. What the fuck? He's basically comic relief matches. Sometimes they're funny ha-ha, and sometimes they're, I don't know about this. Kind of, you know, and then they let you laugh anyways. I'm feeling an uncomfortable laugh because I really, I don't see why. I don't know why. I wish I would know why. What motivates Shane McMahon to get up and have matches with dudes twice his size? Actually, yeah, twice his size. When Braun stands up there, he looks like a freaking tree trunk. He's huge, got massive arms, tattoos, whatnot. Looks like one of the dudes off of Street Fighter. You know, looks wise, beard wise. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is Kane should not be working a match. He should be behind the scenes. Why? Not only do you risk less injury, but also the fans, there's some of us that love seeing what Shane's going to do next. That was always his, you know, thought process when I worked with this dude. I worked with him at Savers, and let me tell you, dude's absolutely nuts. But Chris, try and listen to this episode, although please don't fall asleep while doing it. Anyhow, Shane McMahon is a part of this WrestleMania, and this is the thing. He wasn't a part of last year, 35. 34? Yeah, he was. Actually, no, he wasn't. It would be nice if it could keep things tasteful for WrestleMania. And it's coming up soon, folks. It's only a week in. It's only a few weekends away. So, by the way, Peacock app premium is $4.99. So, hit the step and get it going. Download that network or Peacock. Dig it. That was weak. So, get the step and download the Peacock network. For premium, it's $4.99. You must have a valid email address or, you know, you must have a valid credit card or debit card. There is a time and place for anything, and it just seems like if Shane and Braun Strowman was building, then yeah, I could understand last, like, okay, I'm getting tired, but I'm just going to say, long story short, Shane's not a bad dude. He needs to pick his battles more wisely. I mean, something could happen to him, and he's like, I'd probably risk it. If you didn't like what good old Brian Reynolds had to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. All right, two little bitches, I gotta go to bed. Monkeys in the truck, could you really just,
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. A cult of personality, a cult of personality.